Meseches Kelim, Perkhov Gimel Mishnah Bay. So we're about to talk about Tumas Merkav. Now bear in mind, Tumas Midras had different kinds of Tumah. There was Tumas Moshev, which is for a seat. And then we have Tumas Merkav, which is literally something which is ridden, like you would ride on a saddle. There's a difference of opinion as to what this applies to. Rashi and others say that it applies to items that would assist you while riding, like the pommel of a saddle or the cantle of the saddle. These are the raised portions at the front and the back of the saddle. You don't really sit on them. They're not 100% necessary, but they assist you in staying in the saddle when you're riding the animal. But according to Rashi and those who hold like him, the seat of the saddle itself that you sit on top of, that is actually subject to Tumas Moshav, the Tumah of a seat, because you sit on it. It's a seat. Rambam and others hold that Tumas Midras applies to items that are straddled, with 1 foot on one side and 1 foot on the other. And that applies both to the pommel, the cantle, and the seat of the saddle as well. So now we'll see how this applies as we go through this Mishnah. Elu tameim mishum merkav. The following items are tameh because of merkav. Zriz ha'ashkeloni, the Ashkelonian strap. Now this was a strap that went around an animal. According to Rashi, who says that this is something that is used to assist you in riding on top of the animal, it doesn't refer to the saddle itself. This refers to the girth strap or the cinch. This was a strap that went under the animal's belly and held the saddle in place. Now, ordinarily, on ordinary saddles, this was actually part of the saddle. Was it part of the saddle, which just, you know, a strap that extended out of the saddle, went around the belly, and then came back up and you attached it. But in the Ashkelonian case, it was a separate piece that was secured to the saddle with a couple of rings. According to those who hold like the Rambam, this is actually referring to a very wide strap that went around the animal that you sat on. That's what it was. It was a strap that actually doubled as a saddle. Now, so that's the first case. Umedoicha hamadis, a Median mortar. A mortar, again, is some kind of receptacle that you would grind things in. This type of mortar was a very long block of wood that the users would straddle on either end, and it had a little receptacle in the middle that they would grind things in. This block of wood was quite large. I believe it was like 2 amos long, according to some Mefarshim. Now, according to the Rambam, that's that. You straddle that thing and you sit on it, and so therefore it's tameh midras. According to Rashi, what we're referring to here are footrests that those who are straddling the mortar would put their feet on. Other opinions that follow Rashi say that it's actually referring to the stirrups of a regular saddle, into which a rider's foot applied pressure akin to the pestle of a mortar. Next case is the Ovit Shel Gamal, the pack saddle of a camel. So this is a saddle that went on top of a camel that you would use for cargo, but it was sometimes ridden by people. And so according to those who follow Rashi's opinion, we're not referring to the pack saddle itself, but we're referring to either to these little handholds that would stick out of it, or to a saddle pad that went underneath the pack saddle and helped provide a flatter surface, considering the big hump in the back of the camel. So it provided a flatter surface for the pack saddle to sit on. And the next case is Vitapiton Shel Sus, the saddle of a horse, which is a, you know, slightly different saddle than those for these other animals. Again, those who follow Rashi say this refers to the stirrups of the saddle, not to the saddle itself, because according to Rashi, the saddle itself is a seat, and it's tummy because of Moshev. Rabbi Yossi says, Af tapitin shel sus, also the saddle of a horse, tummy mishum Moshev, it is tummy because of Moshev, the tumma of a seat. Why? Because on the sports fields, Tfarsi Israel seems to describe it as where they would joust, they would actually stand on it. So it's not clear if this is because the riders would actually stand on top of the saddle, or if we're talking about the stirrups, because we follow Rashi, they would stand on one stirrup while they're riding around, which, you know, could be the case. Others say that it was placed on the ground and was used as a seat, and people would sit on it. But either way, according to Biosi, it had this extra tum of Maishef. Now, last case of the Mishnah. Aval ukuf shel naka, the ukuf of a naka. Naka was a particular species of camel that was a bit more ornery. It was wilder, it was fiercer, harder to control. That is tame. So now what's going on here? There's two different ways of reading this. You can read this as a concession by Rabbi Yossi to the Tanakhama, saying that this saddle, you only rode on this saddle. It was never used as a seat. And that's what this is. This is Rav Yossi saying that this is only Tamei Tumas Merkav. But it could be the Tanakhama agreeing with Rav Yossi saying, okay, the Tanakhama is going to say that this saddle was used as a seat and so is subject to the Tumah of Moshe. It's not really clear which one this is. Mishnah Gimel. Now we're going to find out Ma Bein Merkav L'Moshev. What is different between these two types of Tumas Midras? What is the difference between the Tumah of Merkav, something that was ridden on, and Moshev, something that was sat upon? Merkav, something that was ridden on, Cholak Magai Mimasai. There's a difference between touching it, which would render the person touching it tamei, but not their clothing, mimasai, from carrying it. Someone who carried it, they would become tamei, and the clothing they were wearing would become tamei. Umayshav lechalak magoi mimasai. With Tumas Meishav, if it was something that was a Meishav, there was no difference. Whether you carried it, whether you touched it, either way, your clothing was going to be tamei as well. Now, let's have another case. Tapis shel chamar. Pack saddle of a donkey, which was actually a frame that resembled a ladder. And it went onto the back of the donkey, and you would hang, you know, the cargo for you. Put the cargo on that frame, which we'll call a ladder. So now, shehu yoshev ala. Let's say a zav sat on it. So a zav has the ability to give tumas midras. So we'd still say tahira, it is tar, because this thing really wasn't meant to serve as a seat. Although Tiferes Yisrael says the reason is because if you sit on it, it can't hold cargo. So therefore, you're being mevatel its primary purpose. So you're not using it properly. And therefore, it cannot get the tumah of midras. Shina ba esanakav, if you change the holes in it. So what this means is that you have holes that the rungs went into, and they were so far apart it couldn't be used as a comfortable seat. But if, let's say, you change the holes, you move them closer together. So now the rungs of this ladder, so to speak, are closer together, and they can form a more comfortable seat. Or according to Tiferes Yisrael, they were changed in such a way that you can have cargo and the person sitting on it at the same time. Or sheperetzon zeh l'seich zeh. They were opened up one into the other, meaning you take these holes and you widen them until they meet. So you, instead of having a hole, you have a slot. So now the rungs can be slid along this slot until they're closer together, or you can even stick a board into these slots to serve as a seat. So same thing. You can either, it's either a more comfortable seat, or it can carry both cargo and the person at the same time. So if this pack saddle or cargo rack for the back of a donkey had been changed like this, and a zar sat on it, tmeya, it would be tamei.